now the last of our essays on coming out. As part of LGBT Pride Month, we've asked a handful of guests and friends of the program who are lesbian, gay, bisexual, or transgender about how they shared their sexual orientation with those closest to them. Today we hear from Christopher Harity. He's a Los Angeles-based web producer for Advocate.com. That's a leading LGBT news and entertainment publication. He came out in the 1960s when our culture was very different. He describes coming out to his dad after learning that his dad was also gay.
On New Year's Eve of 1966, my dad and his boyfriend, who we all pretended to ourselves was not his boyfriend, came to dinner with me, mom, my stepdad, my older brother, and my younger brother. My dad and his lover, Tanner, were pretty drunk. Mom wasn't pleased, but we were used to his antics, and secretly I loved the drama. After a sloppy and awkward dinner, my brothers and stepdad sensibly retreated to the upper floor, and my mom and Tanner went off to another part of the house. My dad was very nervous, and soon he was shaking. "I have something to tell you, but I'm afraid," he said, and then he started to cry. We hugged each other, and he kind of slipped off his chair, and we ended up sitting under the dining room table. He told me he was in some sort of legal trouble, that the police had been to his house for a crazy party or something, and he was afraid it was going to be in the newspapers. He wanted to tell me first. He wanted me to know he was gay before I read it in the papers. He really lost control at this point. I didn't want it to be like this. I wanted this to be a happy thing. Now I was crying too, and scared, and I knew I had to tell him about me. How anyone could not have known was kind of amazing. I had an extremely early sexual initiation by older boys. I was very fond of my mother's wigs and makeup. I had re-choreographed every dance number from all of my parents' Broadway soundtracks in the living room. But my identity, my self-proclamation, was still a secret. I was also kind of a clueless kid. I asked my dad whether Mom knew about him. He rolled his eyes and laughed, "What do you think?" We both laughed, snotty and tearful, and we hugged. Dad got quiet again and asked me, "Are you going to be okay? What do you think about this?" I took a deep breath then and said, "I think I'm gay too." This sent us into a whole new round of hugging and crying. "Oh, God, oh, I knew, but I didn't know if you knew you were yet. I'm too drunk to do this now," Dad said. "This weekend we'll get together. I'll tell you more about me, and I want to know so much more about you. I love you." I could not sleep that night, the first night of 1967. I was completely blown away at finally opening this door. The relief and the fear made me quake to my core. I'd been living a secret double life for most of my 12 years, but the sense of loneliness I had for so many years went away. I tried to keep the double life thing going through high school, but growing up in Alameda, so close to San Francisco in the late 60s, had a freeing influence. By my senior year in high school, I was out.
That was Christopher Harity describing his coming out experience. If you'd like to read all the essays in our series this week, go to npr.org, click on the Programs tab, and then on Tell Me More.